Good morning, church.
教会早上好。
Happy Lunar New Year.
新春好，新春快乐。
The verses that you read earlier were not the verses that we're going through.
我们今天要讲的经文并非是刚才读的经文。
So if you haven't already turned to the passage in your Bibles, please do so.
如果我们还没有翻开圣经，请翻开圣经。
It's 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10 through 17.
在哥林多前书第一章十到十七节。
So before I begin in prayer, let us read through these verses.
在我们祷告之前，我们来读神的话。
I'll read them and you can follow along. I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same judgment. For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there is quarreling among you, my brothers.What I mean is that each one of you says, I follow Paul, or I follow Apollos, or I follow Cephas, or I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one may say that you were baptized in my name. I did baptize also the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power.
Can you read in Chinese?
Yes, please.
Okay. 现在我们用中文来读神的话。哥林多前书一章第十节，弟兄们，我借我们主基督耶稣的名，劝你们都说一样的话。你们中间也不可分党，只要一心一意，彼此相合。因为格莱士家里的人曾对我提起弟兄们来说，你们中间有纷争。我的意思就是，你们个人说我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属基法的，我是属基督的。基督是分开的吗？保罗为你们钉十字架了吗？你们是奉保罗的名受了洗吗？我感谢神，除了基利斯布并该有以外，我没有给你们一个人施洗，免得有人说你们是奉我的名受洗。我也给斯提凡家施过洗，此外给别人施洗没有，我却记不清。基督差遣我原不是为施洗，乃是为传福音，并不用智慧的言语，免得基督的十字架落了空。
The word of the Lord.
这是神的话。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, as we hear your words, we pray that we might understand.
天父，当我们听到你的话语的时候，我们渴求理解你的话语。
That the Spirit, your Spirit, would illuminate your word.
愿你的灵照亮我们的心。
And your Spirit would lead us to obey.
让你的灵让给我们顺服的心。
May you be heard.
让你的话语被听见。
May you be in the forefront.
愿你在我们前面。
May you be exalted.
愿你被高举。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主的名求。Amen.
What's in a name?
名字算什么？
That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
这称为玫瑰的花，它总是那样的香艳，无论你叫它什么。
Of all of the plays and all of the history,This phrase comes up most often.
在历史历代，这句话就常常让我们扪心自问。
If you didn't know, this comes from the Romeo and Juliet play.
如果你不熟悉这句话，这是莎士比亚在朱丽叶和罗密欧里边的话。
Shakespeare's work.
这是莎士比亚的巨著。
And Romeo belongs to the family called the Montagues.
罗密欧呢，他是Montagues 这一家的人。
And Juliet, the Capulets.
Juliet 家的姓是 Capulet.
And these two love each other.
这两个年轻人坠入爱河。
But their families hate each other.
但是他们的家族彼此相恨。
And if you know the story, this family feud ends in tragedy.
如果你记得清楚的话，这家族的仇恨就导致个人的灾难。
Juliet fakes her death.
Juliet 就就装死。
Romeo, finding out she has died, kills himself.
Romeo 看到他死了就自杀了。
And when Juliet wakes up and finds Romeo dead, she kills herself.
当 Juliet 看到罗密欧自杀了之后，她也自杀了。
I don't know if any of you have seen any Asian dramas with some deep family feuds.
我不知道大家有没有看到我们中国的剧里边也有这样类似的剧情。
But we know that Chinese people tend to hold a lot of grudges.
但是我们知道我们中国人也记仇。
Deep family grudges.
家族之间的仇恨。
In fact, I came across an article.
事实上我读到报纸上这样一篇文章。
Here is the title of that article.
这个文章的题目是这样。
Decades long family feud which began in a small Chinese village over garbage ends in Brooklyn when a man comes across his rival's father and shoots him in the head.
二十年之前在中国小村庄为了倒垃圾引起的仇恨，引起在布劳克林一个人被打死，被枪打死。
Names mean a lot.
名字里边包含了太多的意思。
As simply as mentioning the name Donald Trump can bring about certain feelings.
如果你提到川普，你立即会有一种感想。
Or, 秦始皇。
如果提到秦始皇，大家又是一番感想。
Or of course.蔡英文，
如果大家讲到蔡英文，就会有想法。
Or 韩国瑜，
或者是韩国瑜，你也会有想法。
Or famous ones made famous by Disney, 花木兰。
或者是提到花木兰，大家又会想到她是怎样。
Or maybe your favorite actor like Jet Li。
或者是你喜欢的演员李连杰。
Or 巩俐。
或者巩俐。
Or your favorite singer like。Jay Chou,
或者你提到大家喜欢的歌手
，or 彭丽媛，
彭丽媛
，or maybe it's political parties,
或者是我们提到政党的名字，
国民党，
国民党，
民主党，
民主党
，pretty good, right today?
Yeah.
Whether it's even the color blue or green,
其实这个蓝绿色或者红色这样的颜色的名字
，or red or blue，
红的或者是蓝的
，or just red，
或者仅仅红和蓝，红和绿，红都会引起大家不同的印象。
Names have a kind of power，
名字里边有能力。
For instance, this term we use, name brand, is really to signify that。
在美国我们常常说你的名号。
If I were to say Gucci,
如果大家提到这个名包叫Gucci 的名包
，or Fendi or Chanel,
或者是 Chanel 这些我都不懂。
Maybe you know these ones, BMW.
也许你知道奔驰车
，or Mercedes,
或者是Mercedes,
or Porsche,
或者是破车。
Nice. I like that. Names have a kind of power.
名字里边有很多能力。
In fact, we try to use these names for ourselves.
我们也常常把这样的名号加在我们自己身上。
They bring up deep loyalties.
这个名字让我们会热衷于一件事情。
Like Apple, Samsung, or Huawei.
或者是我们提到华为，提到美国的苹果，提到朝鲜的名牌
，or
Samsung。
Or Ford, or Chevy, or Tesla.
或者提到美国的名车，或者是电子的车牌。
Or Princeton or Harvard.
或者你提到普林斯顿、哈佛这些名校。
Or Ohio State Buckeyes and that team up north.
或者是俄亥俄州立大学的州立大学 Buckeye.
Or we don't even talk about the name up north, right?
我们至于北边的学校，我们就不屑提他们的名字。
Names matter.
名字。是很重要的。
Identity theft, credit, licensing, and certification are all to your name.
我们现在有身份，现在有身份，有信用，有车牌，有证书，这些都是名字。
So much of your life and my life are connected to names.
你生活里边那么多的方面，我生活里边那么多的方面，都跟名字息息相关。
Not only your personal name, but also your family name.
不光是你自己的名字，你家族的名字也是一样。
And even more than that.
还有更多的名字。
So what's in a name?
所以名字里边有什么？
How did the Corinthian church become so splintered?
在哥林多的教会，他们怎样就变得四分五裂了？
In a church divided, what's in a name?
在一个纷争的教会里边，一个名字代表着什么？
So let us review. If you have your, again, your Bibles open, please look at verses 1 through 9.
让我们再来看哥林多前书第一章一到九节。
And I know Pastor Zhang had preached on this at the beginning of the month.
我知道张牧师已经这九节讲过了。
But it's been quite some time, so let me review.
但是过了一些时间，我们再来看一下。
We find here that Paul is writing a letter to Corinth.
我们在这里看到保罗给哥林多的人写信。
Now, if you don't know, Corinth is a major city.
哥林多在古代是大城市。
In fact, it was the center place between the Mediterranean to the east and Rome to the west.
事实上，它是在地中海和罗马之间的大城市。
In fact, it was so well known that they would take ships and transport them through the city because sailing around the south side would be too dangerous.
这个城市是那样的重要，以至于在古代船越过哥林多的时候，就把船拖上陆地，然后拖过哥林多，再拖到另外一边。
And so you had so many different cultures entering into this one city.
在哥林多是文化交聚的地方。
Paul here spent 18 months.
保罗在哥林多18月之久。
He was tent making.
他在那里自传自养。
And in fact, this church was started by Paul.
这个哥林多的教会是保罗开始的。
So quite interesting that he writes this letter.
所以很有意思，保罗写了哥林多。
He doesn't waste any ink on this scroll.
他没有多费笔墨。
And you see that he thanks God for God's grace.
他感谢神的恩典。
And presently so by telling them or reminding the Corinthians that they are called saints.
他直截了当地告诉说，你们在基督耶稣里边成圣。
Just like all the other saints who call on the name of Jesus.
正如在各处奉基督耶稣的名蒙召做圣徒的。
They have grace in the past.
你们在过去承蒙神的恩典。
Grace given to them in all knowledge and all speech and all spiritual gifts.
以至于你们在言语智慧上恩赐上没有一样不及别人的。
And this grace in the past is for the future.
我们过去承受的恩典是为了我们的未来。
That they may persevere together to love one another until the day when Jesus comes again.
以至于我们可以这样相守，可以彼此相爱，直到基督耶稣再来的日子。
So you know some of the context.So here, I want to show you as well how this piece fits in with the next four chapters.
我们现在就来看这上边的经文怎样与下边这几章都连起来。
Because in fact, Paul is unpacking the next few sections.
所以保罗在这里已经引起一个题目，是下边几章要谈论的。
He's showing us why unity is so crucial and how it is possible.
保罗在跟我们讲合一是何等的重要，合一又怎样才能达成？
So in chapter 1 verses 18 through chapter 2 verse 5, it's focusing, Paul focuses on the cross of Christ.
在第一章的十八节到第二章的五节，保罗就聚焦在基督耶稣的十字架上。
Chapter 2 verse 6 through 16, he focuses on understanding true spiritual wisdom.
在哥林多第二章的第六到第十六节，保罗就讲到从圣灵来的智慧。
And in chapter 3, the fundamental equality of all believers, which he has already mentioned in verses 1 through 9.
在第三章里边，保罗就讲到在基督耶稣里边我们是怎样的平等，这是在第一章第一到九节已经提到的。
And then chapter 4, treating church leaders appropriately.
在第四章保罗就讲到我们当怎样的敬重教会的领袖。
This is a path to better unity.
这个是我们通向合一的路。
So verses 1 through 17 is it's a preview of the larger unpacking of unity.
第一章第一到第十七节就指出来下边几章的主题。
So why does Paul need to mention unity here?
所以保罗为什么要讲到合一呢？
Because there are factions.
因为有纷争。
And what is Paul's solution?
保罗的答案是什么呢？
Unity.
合一。
So, unity begins by aligning to the name all believers belong to.
合一就是要合一在那我们所属的独一的名下面。
Again, the point of this section is for Paul to establish that unity begins by aligning to the name all believers belong to.
合一从什么地方开始呢？就是那我们借以得救的独一的名，我们要靠此名而合一。
As mentioned before, Paul already had mentioned this.
保罗在以前已经提到这个观念。
You are called as saints just like everyone else who is called on the name of the Lord.
你们蒙召被称为圣徒，正像别人蒙召称为圣徒一样。
And so here's what we find in verse 10.
我们现在就到了第十节。
We are to be united under one name.
我们在这独一的名下面合而为一。
I appeal to you, Paul says.
我劝你们，保罗这样说。
What is the basis of his appeal?
保罗凭什么劝他们呢？
By the name of the Lord.
奉主基督耶稣的名劝你们。
By the name of the Lord.
借主基督耶稣的名。
It is not of Paul's own authority.
不是靠自己的权柄。
But in fact, reminds them of the name they are united under.
而是重新提起我们借以得救的那名，基督耶稣的名。
He says that all of you would agree.
你们所有的人都会同意。
And that there will be no divisions among you.
你们中间不会有分党。
What Paul is getting at is that almost literally to say all of you say the same thing.
你们所有的人都要说同样的话。
And there be no, and this is a political term, this divisions, that there will be no parties, no factions, no divisions among you.
不可再有纷争，不可再有分党。
But it's not just to the depth of our words.
并不是说我们单单话语上的合一。
It is to have the same mind and the same judgment.
而是要一心一意。
It is to restore to unity in the very heart of a person.
而是在我们的心，内心深处彼此相合。
You see, Paul's not just concerned with the surface stuff.
保罗并没有集中在表面上的这些东西。
But the root stuff.
而是那根源的。
They are to have the same mind.
我们要有一样的意念。
And take actions towards unity.
我们要一同付出行动来形成合一。
This is of course not the only place we find this.
这个并非是这一处的经文并非是我们唯一发现合一观念的。
Philippians chapter 1 and 2 also Paul mentions to the Philippians.
腓立比书第一章第二章保罗也对腓立比的人说要合一。
He says this in verse 27. Now only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear that you are standing firm in one spirit with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel.
腓立比第一章第二十七节，只要你们行事为人以基督的福音相称，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。
He continues in chapter 2 by saying this, For if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind.
在第二章一到二节，保罗说，所以在基督里，若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈爱怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
And we know in John chapter 17, as Jesus is praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, he says, he prays that we may be one as he and the Father are one.
我们也知道在约翰福音第十七章那里，基督耶稣在最后谆谆地教导他的门徒，你们合一，正像我与父完全的合一。
So listen.
所以我们要听。
Believers, your next step after conversion is to work on church unity.
信徒啊，要听。当我们信主之后，我们要竭力在基督耶稣里边与弟兄姐妹合一。
But not conformity to the church.
并不是说教会有什么话，我们表面上同意。
But unity as you are conforming to Christ.
而是我们要真正的像基督耶稣那样，同样的心意在基督耶稣里边。
So I must ask you, which name are you under?
所以我必须问你，你是在谁的名字下？
Whose name aligns us or unifies us?
谁的名可以把我们联合起来，把我们合一在一起？
If you don't know already, this is our church vision.
如果你不知道，今年这是我们教会的主题。
Growing through unity in Christ.
在基督耶稣里合一成长。
I want you to emphasize, and I want you to be clear that the emphasis should be on unity in Christ.
我要大要各位非常清楚，我们的合一重点在基督里合一。
Not in a church program.
不是说教会有一个节目。
Not in an event.
不是说搞一个活动合一。
Not in a New Year's party.
不是说搞一个新年联合的晚会。
Not in 4141 Mays Road.
不是说我们都到这一个这一个建筑里边合一。
Or not even in having a vision.
甚至也不是说我们有一个有同样的意向。
But our unity must be in Christ.
我们的合一必须是在基督耶稣里面。
If you're not a believer this morning,
今天如果你还没有相信,
I hope that you understand.
我希望你也可以理解。
That the reason why we gather together as believers is because of Jesus.
我们之所以聚在一起是因为基督耶稣的名。
That is the most basic, most foundational reason why we meet together.
这是我们最基本、最根本的聚集在一起的原因。
It's not because we necessarily speak the same language.
不是说我们都讲同样的言语。
It's not because we watch the same dramas.
不是说我们都看同样的剧。
It's not because we are of the same culture.
不是说我们都有同样的文化。
Or the same political party.
也不是同样的政党。
The reason we work towards unity is because we submit to the leadership, to belonging to be under the name of Jesus.
我们之所以要合一，是因为我们归顺于基督耶稣，我们也要顺服基督耶稣，在基督耶稣里边合而为一。
So who do you belong to?
你属于谁？
Is there another name that is above his name?
天上人间，除了基督耶稣的名之外，还有其他的名吗？
Is there any other name that is more exalted?
还有其他的名高过基督的名吗？
Do you talk about your iPhone more than you do about Christ?
那我们是不是看我们的看我们的手机比我们仰望基督耶稣还多呢？
Do you talk about your car more than you do about Christ?
我们是不是喜爱我们的车胜于喜爱我们的主呢？
Do you talk about your company more than you talk about Christ?
是不是我们想到我们公司的利益比想到我们基督耶稣的名更多呢？
Because you can't help but talk about the thing that you love.
你所爱的，你会忍不住去谈论。
So let us be united under one name.
但是让我们都合一在这独一的名。
The next thing we find is in verses 11 through 16.
我们下边要来看第十一节到第十六节。
That forming factions fractures our fellowship.
在教会的纷争阻碍我们在主里的团契。
Again, forming factions fractures our fellowship.
教会里边的结党阻碍我们在主里边的契合。
So why does Paul appeal now need to talk to the Corinthian church?
为什么保罗在这里要跟哥林多的教会好好谈一谈
？As we read, Chloe's people have informed Paul of the situation.
我们读到说，因为哥莱士家的人来对我讲到你们。
One says, "I am from Paul."
有人说我是属保罗的。
One says I am from Apollos.
另外一个说我属亚波罗。
One says I am from Cephas.
另外一个说我属基法。
And one says I am from Christ.
最后一个说我是属基督的。
You can tell there's a tone there.
你可以看到说这个是有意的。
Notice here, Paul's the one who started this church.
要知道说保罗是创建这个教会的人。
And three of the four groups have nothing to do with Paul now.
现在那三个其中四群里边三群跟保罗没有关系了。
And most likely the case is as Paul was guiding this church, Apollos came in to also teach and preach.
保罗在指导这个教会的时候呢，他也预备要去那里讲道的。
And Apollos' name is mentioned often as one who is ministering and doing ministry throughout the world.
在圣经里面讲到亚波罗是到处走来走去，在各处传福音的人。
And then there's Cephas.
我们这里又讲到基法。
And you know Cephas is the other name for Peter.
那大家知道基法是指彼得。
And then last one, Christ.
那最后有人说我是属基督的。
This I find the most dubious.
我就觉得这个值得怀疑。
And notice how Paul then responds with three rhetorical questions.
我们来看基督耶稣我们来看保罗怎么应对他们说我属谁属谁。
And the assumed answer is no, by the way.
他答案当然是不是这样的，你们不能这样分门别类。
So let me ask you to this morning.
让我今天来问各位。
Is Christ divided?
基督是分开的吗？
What's the answer?
答案是什么？
Louder.
No.
Thank you.
谢谢。
Yes, Christ is not divided. Christ is not divided.
当然，基督耶稣不是分开的。
So why are you?
为什么我们要分开？
Let me ask you, was Paul crucified for you?
保罗为我们钉十字架吗？
Answer?
答案。
Absolutely not.
绝对没有，保罗没有为我们钉十字架。
Paul didn't give his life.
保罗没有为我们舍命。
There's no other than Jesus.
除基督耶稣以外，再无他人。
Let me ask you, were you baptized in the name of Paul?
那各位有人在奉保罗的名受洗的吗？
And the answer? No.
没有的。
So why do you keep saying these things?
为什么我们要说我属这个，我属那个？
Has any other human leader died for your sin?
有其他的人类的领袖为你的罪 而死吗？
Is there any other name you are to be baptized in?
有什么名字你要奉他的名受洗的吗？
See, here's what the Corinthian church has done.
这里是哥林多的教会。
And you probably know this.
你可能已经知道。
The first one is being a middleman.
第一个呢，用这个名作为一个借口。
How many of you have probably done this either to your parents or your kids have done this to you?
我们有多少人也在我们的父母那里做过这样的事情，或者我们的孩子正在向对我们做这样的事情。
When they're fighting with one another, what do they do?
大家彼此相争的时候，他怎么说呢？
Mom, mom, mom.
说妈妈，妈妈。
Tell them that they're wrong.
告诉他们他们是错的。
Dad, 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 tell them that they're wrong.
爸爸，爸爸，你来评评理，他们是错的。
Or have you had the situation where, hey dad, can I go hang out with my friends?
或者有时候他会来孩子会来问说爸爸我可以跟朋友去玩吗？
Dad answers, what'd your mom say?
爸爸说妈妈怎么说的？
And when they go to the mom, they said, hey mom, can I hang out with my friends?
然后他就到妈妈那里去问说我可以跟朋友去玩吗？
And she'll say, what did dad say?
妈妈说爸爸怎么说的？
Guess what the kid usually says?
所以这孩子们会怎么回答呢？
Oh, yeah, they said it's okay.
爸爸说行的。
We play games with names.
我们用名字来玩游戏。
But not only that, we also use names in comparison.
我们又用名字来攀比。
Like which is better to go to Sam's Club or Costco?
我们到底是去 Costco 呢，还是 Sam's Club 哪一家更好？
Do I use Apple or Windows.
我们是用微软呢，还是用苹果？
We use it to compare to one another.
我们用名字来引起这样的比较。
But we also use names to feel a sense of community.
我们也用名字来找到归属。
Chinese-ness.
我们都是中国人，华人。
When I was in Japan during my sabbatical.
我休假的时候去了日本。
I was sitting in a restaurant.
我坐在餐馆里边。
And someone was speaking in Chinese, but for some reason I could understand.
有人在讲中文，那我可以懂一些。
But it wasn't very it was a dialect.
他正在对话。
And I was like,
他是讲方言。
And I was trying to figure out why can't I understand them?
我就在想为什么我不能听得懂。
He was 山东人。
他是山东人。
我们家是山东人。
我老家是山东的。
And the moment I told them, oh, 我父母在是山东人。
The moment, 那个我告诉他们说my parents are from 山东。
Immediately, he said, oh, oh, come have a drink with us.
他立即就说来来来喝一杯。
Of course, I had to say no.
那我说不了。
But appreciated them anyway.
但是我谢谢他们。
We use names for a lot of things.
我们用名字为不同的原因而使用名字。
But you see, a name is not about which name you associate with.
我们讲到在此处讲到名字，不是说我们跟什么有关系。
But which name you are owned by.
我们要讲到的是，我们是在谁的名下。
It is not a name about which is to be used for your advantage.
不是说我们可以用哪一个名而占到利益。
But rather, which name was given for your advantage, but rather for your salvation.
哪一个名字是我们借以得救的名。
And a name is not about which you find community.
我们这个名字不是一个群体的名。
But a name where there is true unity.
而是可以借以合一的名。
So the question for you is, where might you be cutting those faction lines?
我们我在这里的问题就是说，我们是借着哪一些名字分门别类的？
Is it between congregations?
是不同的崇拜吗？
Mandarin, English, and Cantonese?
是粤语的、中文的、英文的。
Is it by fellowships?
或者是借团契。
Evergreen?
长青团契。
LFF?
活泉。
GFF?
佳美。
Agape?
爱加贝。
CEF?
或者是校园团契。
Or is it by ministry?
或者说我们属于哪一个事工
？IFI, for instance.
或者国际学生事工吗
？Or any other ministry.
或者其他的事工
？Where is your dividing line?
我们介意分门别类的这些名都是什么呢
？Is it our ethnicity?
是我们的族群吗
？Is it your stage of life?
是我们的年龄阶段吗
？Is it the neighborhood you're in?
是我们属于哪一个住在哪一个社区吗
？Dublin, Westerville, Worthington, Upper Arlington, Hilliard, or New Albany?
都柏林呢？还是 Hilliard 还是Washington 这些社区
？Are you upset that I didn't mention your neighborhood?
如果我没有提到你的社区的话，你是不是有一点不安？
So whatever reason you are here, you need to evaluate why you are here.
无论你从哪里来？你到这里来，你要问说：我为什么到这里来
？I encourage you to consider to make the gospel proclaimed and lived out the primary, highlighted, and center stage thing in your life.
我鼓励你把福音放在你生活的生命的核心，要传扬这福音，要活出这福音，要使这福音成为我们一切的核心。
The reason for why we gather together.
这就是我们为什么要聚集的原因。
Notice that last name.
记得我们要注意到我们最后提到的这名。
I follow Christ.
我是属基督的。
Paul is making something very clear here.
保罗在这里讲得很清楚。
They are taking the Lord's name in vain.
他们在妄称主的名。
They are using the name of God for themselves.
他们在利用神的名是为了自己的。
They are using the name of Jesus to divide.
他们用借基督耶稣的名成为一个小团体。
How often people say, "Well, we're doing this for the glory of God."
有多少的时候人会说，我们做这个是为了荣耀神的名。
I find that many times that terminology is used to differentiate.
我发现很多时候我们。这样说的时候，我们是要把我们跟别人分开。
Does that mean the other brothers and sisters do not do things for the glory of God?
这是不是当我们这么说的时候，是不是说别的弟兄姐妹没有为了神的荣耀，没有为了荣耀神而做那他们做的事情呢
？If we are all under the name of Christ, then we are all working towards, or we should be working towards unity.
如果我们都在基督耶稣的名下，那我们就一起来。同心合一
，unity in Him，
我们在基督耶稣里边成为一。
Please understand that the reason we are one is because there is one name。
请记得，我们之所以合一，是因为只有一个名，我们借此得救。
There's an old quote that says, "Make the main thing. The main thing is to make the main thing the main thing."
有一句英文的这样的绕口的话是说，主要的事情是把那主要的事情让那主要的事情成为主要的事情。
The main thing is Christ.
主要的事情是什么？是基督。
So not only are we to be under one name and to see that these factions fracture our fellowship.But now we must plainly preach the gospel of Christ.
我们现在所要做的就是打破这些结党纷争，使得我们都在基督耶稣里边成合而为一。
And of course, this is in verse 16, but the primary place is in verse 17.
这个当然在十六节里面，但最重要的它更在十七节里面。
You see, people began to focus on who baptized me.
那当初哥林多的教会他们讲到的是说是谁给我施洗。
And it was a thing of pride to say that this particular person baptized me.
如果一个什么样的人给他们施洗，他们就觉得特别自豪。
And notice Paul's defense is that he's glad he did not baptize many.
那保罗在这里讲到说，我很高兴，我没有给很多人施洗。
But rather look at what Paul says is his calling.
但是保罗在这我们来看看保罗说他自己的呼召是什么。
It is not to baptize, but to preach the gospel.
不是来施洗，而是来传福音。
And notice here, not with eloquent wisdom.
不是用高言大智。
But rather plainly.
而是用平白的言语
，clearly，
清楚的言语。
He didn't sugarcoat the gospel.
他没有把福音包在糖衣里边。
He didn't add things to it.
他没有给福音加添什么。
It is the gospel plainly, powerfully, clearly.
是简简单单但又蛮有能力的福音，是那清楚的福音。
Of course, Galatians is all about this.
哥罗西书当然就全篇讲到基督。
He says in chapter 1, verse 6, he says, I am astonished that you are quickly deserting him who has called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel.
加拉太书是讲到基督耶稣，那里保罗说我很惊奇，你们竟然这么快就忘记了那你们那你们奉他的名而而被呼召出来的基督耶稣。
We love our catchy phrasing, right?
我们喜欢喜欢那些流行的话。
So we play a little game because I'm the youth pastor.
我们来做个游戏，因为我是年轻人。
Take a look at this list.
我们看看上边的这一些这些点。
Can you identify which company it belongs to?
想一想这些口号是哪个公司
？Okay, here we go.
的口号
，Just do it. Nike. Think differently. Ooh, Apple.
Apple. Think different.
Think different. Sorry.
Apple. Yeah, Apple. 苹果公司的。
Because you're worth it. L'Oreal. It's a makeup brand. All right. It's finger licking good. KFC. Open Happiness, Coca-Cola, American Runs On, Dunkin' Donuts,
Dunkin' Donuts,
Coffee. I'm Loving It, oh, we all know McDonald's. And Like a Good Neighbor, State Farm is there, right?
I'm sorry.
But here's the thing. How many times do commercials get put out and the reality is different?
多少的时候广告里边的话很好听，实际上并非那样。
Here's what McDonald's sandwiches really look like.
那个麦当劳的麦当劳的三明治到底是怎样的？
You see on the left side the commercial version.
你看左边是广告里边的。
And the right side the actual version.
右边才是真实的。
But here's what we often do with Jesus.
那我们常常用基督耶稣的名来做什么？
For some reason, we feel the need to add.
我们会觉得需要加上。
Or take away.
或者是减去。
You must understand that in gospel mathematics, adding is subtracting.
那我们要知道说，在福音的逻辑里边，加添是。
If you have the most perfect, most wonderful, most amazing thing, and you add to it, you are ruining it.
如果你已经有完美的福音，你再加上什么，你就是在毁坏它。
It's like having a wonderful bowl of ramen and you adding ketchup.
如果你有一碗已经上好的方便面，你就加上美国的西红柿酱，你是在把它毁坏了。
You see how easy it is to fall into the trap of.Eloquence.
你看多么容易我们会落入那样的圈套，是要怎样的高言大智。
I must say, Joel Osteen is one of them.
我必须说，比如说，美国有位年轻的牧师叫Joe Austin。
You know, he fills stadiums.
他会在大的体育馆里面讲道。
But it is based off his charisma and eloquence rather than the gospel.
但是他是滔滔不绝，他是非常有口才的人，但他讲的不是纯粹的福音。
How many people follow the televangelists?
多少人是看电视追随那些电视上的电视讲道人？
When it's about wealth and health gospel.
那你就讲到怎么致富，怎么发财，怎么健康。
The gospel must be plain and clear.
我们所讲的圣经必须是纯粹的圣经，清楚的圣经，纯粹的福音，清楚的福音。
I'm going to skip really quick ahead to the last slide, and I'll come back.
我们快点跳到最后。
This is one of the things that your kids learned during youth retreat.
我们年轻人退休会的时候，这是他们学到的。
And I encourage you, if you see a high schooler or a junior hire who went to retreat, you can ask them any of these letters and they should be able to tell you what it is.
如果你遇到参加过退休会的年轻人，你可以考考他们，他们应该知道每一个字代表什么。This
is the gospel, plain and simple.
这是福音，每一个字就讲一点，非常清楚。
I get a lot of questions about Catholics.
我被问到很多关于天主教的问题。
Are Catholics believers?
天主教徒他们是不是算是基督徒？
I'm sure that there are individuals in Catholic churches who are believers.
我相信很多的天主教徒他们是真正的基督徒。
But if they're a priest or a bishop or a cardinal or whatever, and they understand Catholic theology, then I'm going to ask the question, are they truly, really a believer?
但是如果你遇到一个祭司，一个主教，一个大主教的话，那你就要问问他，他的福音是不是纯粹的。
If you can't see this up here, there's a great video called American Gospel that you can look up.
如果你看不清上面的这些字的话，有一个你可以去搜寻一下，叫 American Gospel, 美国福音。
And what you find in this video and someone expresses is that the Catholics are the plus religion.
那个录像里面就讲到说天主教呢是有添加的宗教。
Faith plus works.
它是信仰加上行为。
Grace plus merit.
恩典加上功德。
Scripture plus tradition.
圣经加上传统。
Christ plus other mediators.
基督加上其他的中介人。
And the glory of God plus the glory of Mary and the other saints.
神的荣耀加玛利亚的荣耀和其他圣徒的荣耀。
Let us be clear about the gospel.
让我们清清楚楚地认识福音。
There should be nothing that distracts from it.
不要以其他的事情来扰乱福音的纯粹。
There is a quote by an author that goes like this, you win them with what you win them to.
有一个作者这样说，你用于赢得人的，正是你把他们赢得到的地方。
You see, if we're winning them over with a wonderful children's ministry, then we're winning them to a wonderful children's ministry.
如果我们借着儿童事工把人吸引来的话， 我们把他们吸引来做什么呢? 我要参加儿童事工。
If we're winning them to a hell-less faith and salvation, then we're winning them to a God without hell and a God without proper and right judgment.
如果我们所传的福音是没有地狱的福音, 那么这些人来了之后, 他也不相信神的公义和审判。
If we are winning them to how wonderful our building is, then we are winning them to that.
我们如果借着一个壮丽的教堂吸引这些人来的话，他们来了只不过是为了这一个教堂。
How often we want to invite our friends to experience the 活动 and the 热闹 of church.
多少的时候我们邀请朋友是说来参加我们的活动，看我们搞得多热闹。
And yet we have never once shared with them the gospel.
但我们还没有给他们传。
Never once have we confronted them in their sin.
我们从来没有指出来他们还在罪当中。
Never once have we told them the only way to salvation is in Jesus' name.
我们从来没有跟他说天上人间唯有基督耶稣的名我们能既得救。
See, we're winning them to the, we're winning them with the church, but not to be the church.
所以我们借着教会来赢得他们，但并没有赢得他们成为教会的一部分。
So let's be clear, our shared experience is the gospel.
所以我们要清楚地知道，我们共同经验的是福音。
Shared experiences often are stated as the things that bring people together.
共同的经验常常是把人带到一块儿的东西。
But understand, for us as believers, there is only one shared experience.
对于我们信徒来说，只有一个经验是我们共同的经验。
The gospel of Jesus.
基督耶稣的福音。
This should free you when you share the gospel.
福音会使我们传福音的时候有自由。
No longer, when they reject the gospel, is it a rejection of you?
当他们拒绝的时候，他们拒绝的不再是你。
If you make the message clear,
如果你把信息讲清楚了,
then you know they are rejecting Christ.
你知道他拒绝的是基督。
It is not your job to save them.
去救他们不是你的工作。
That is the work of God.
是神的工作。
Your part is to proclaim.
你所做的是宣扬福音。
There is no other name by which we must be saved.
没有别的名我们可以借之得救。
It is this one name that unifies us.
只有这一个名能把我们合在一起。
It is the one name that makes us one.
只有这一个名使我们成为一。
And given to us in our, the first day of our faith and belief.
当我们出信的那一天这名已经给了我们。
And must be followed through with and displayed throughout our lives.
我们一生就要跟随这名一生就要信靠这名。
We are one in the name of Christ.
我们靠基督，我们在基督耶稣之下同归为一。
So when we are prideful, this same shared story, this same shared experience tells us that we are all sinners, and I am too a sinner.
当我们骄傲的时候，这福音告诉我们说，你是罪人，我也是一个罪人。
And when we are self-condemning, that same shared story, that same shared experience tells us that we are saved and called as saints and redeemed.
当我们自己看不起自己的时候，这福音告诉我们说，神已经救了我们，在这救赎里面，我们都已经有确据了。
You see, in the cross of Christ is every single one of us in our most sinful state and yet the most glorified.
基督耶稣的十字架把我们放在最低最低的位置，但是他也把我们提升到最高最高的荣耀。
You see why Paul at the beginning in verses 1 through 9 says, you are called as saints just like everyone who calls on the name of Jesus.
这就是为什么保罗开章明义说，你们在基督耶稣里面成圣，正如其他人也借基督耶稣的名而成圣。
Unity begins by aligning to the name believers, all believers belong to.
合一，我们要开始合一，就要把各位带到基督耶稣的名之下。
So whatever reason you came in today, know that the cross of Christ is what we must proclaim.
无论你今天为什么到这里来，你必须要知道说，我们必须传讲基督耶稣的十字架。
What we must pursue.
我们必须要追随这十字架。
And what we find our unity in.
我们所要追随的，我们所要借之成为合一合而为一的是基督耶稣。
There should be no other foundation.For unity than Christ.
除了基督耶稣之外，没有任何的基础能让我们合而为一。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, truly, there is no other name by which we are saved.
天父，天上人间，你并没有赐下其他的名叫我们可以得救。
Father, we confess before you, we repent that we have used other names above your name.
天父，我们认罪，因为我们常常把其他的名看得更重。
We have easily belonged to other names rather than your name.
我们觉得融入那一个团体比我们在基督耶稣的名下还要更亲切。
May we truly be your children.
主，求你帮助我们，使我们成为你真正的儿女。
With the family name of Christ.
我们的名字，我们家的名字就是基督。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
我们奉基督耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.